The Los Angeles Homeless Authority says more than 2,500 people in greater LA became homeless over the last year. With the number of people on the streets growing, so is the problem of hunger. Connor McGlynn reports.
You want a Twinkie?
That's Danielle. She's okay. Been living on the streets of Los Angeles for 3 weeks, and that Twinkie she just offered, she just stole that from the grocery store.
If you go in the store and you're wanting food, take it. Anything else, don't steal it. Unless it's for your children. That's different.
Danielle gave me her full name, but because I unintentionally watched her steal the food, I will only call her Danielle. Even with stealing, food isn't enough, and Danielle says she often finds herself going hungry.
Well, daily, now that I'm homeless.
But Danielle isn't alone. According to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, 1.4 million Angelenos live with food insecurity. 16% of the population has no idea where their next meal is coming from. And even that number could be low.
It could be lowballing because, a lot of people aren't willing to admit that they're having a difficult time feeding their kids.
That's Frank Tamborello. He's been involved with the fight against hunger for the past 20 years. He's the director of Hunger Action Los Angeles, or HALA, which brings healthy fruits and vegetables to low-income people and helps educate residents and politicians about the damages hunger causes.
Hunger is less of a problem in America than it is a symptom of a problem, and the problem is poverty. There's a lot of Americans who will mourn about the amount of hunger and homelessness in the street, and yet if they are told about the kinds of programs like CalFresh, like SSI, payments to families with kids, they will then complain that there's too many people getting welfare.
Feeding America is an organization dedicated to fighting hunger across the country. According to them, LA's population of people living with food insecurity rose by 2% over the past year. That's 200,000 people. Share a Meal is a program that serves burritos out of a food truck directly to the homeless throughout LA 5 days a week. Raviander is Share a Meal's founder. He believes the 250 people his group serves meals to each night are part of an unseen epidemic.
Particularly for our homeless situation, what the issue is, we are not owning it as our problem. We are calling these people as the bums of the society, or there's always going to be a little percentage in whatever system you do, people are going to fall through the cracks, and that's them, and we ignore them.
That ignorance is at the core of Anders' teachings. He believes if we change that, we can change hunger forever.
The answer is going to be people who on their own come and serve. And it has to come from heart, especially the people on the street.
Go team, go!
Part of the reason they are there is they need caring, they need love. That's the path out, not money.
Until that care and love comes...
It's not very nice. It's not nice at all. At all.
People
nice.
Like Danielle may be stuck eating stolen Twinkies. For Annenberg Media, I'm Connor McGlynn.